In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Spirit, one God, Amen. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to everyone. Kulusana want to tape. Why we are so joyful, and what is the meaning behind the joyness, especially on this period when we celebrate the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's very important in our life that joy is part of our life, and that joy comes from heaven, and that joy is Himself, our Lord Jesus Christ. As we read today, God is love, and we love God because He first loves us. It was God who loves us first. That's why we love Him. Why He loves us? Because we were created with His image, with His likeness. But since human being was corrupted because of sin, the love of God, the likeness of God, the image of God was taken away from us. But God, He never left us. God loved the world. He saw human being. He was so corrupted, without love, without joy, without peace. So God, He never think and stop what He thought, He want to fulfill it. And He sent us His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to be born from our mother, Saint Mary. So when we celebrate the Nativity, we celebrate with joyness, with joy, with love, because the joy came as a star from heaven. The wise men saw it, and they follow that star. For them, that star was to lead them to Bethlehem, so that they can come and give gift to our Lord Jesus Christ, to be joy with Saint Mary, with Saint Joseph. And we too today, as we celebrate the Nativity, we celebrate with joy, with happiness, because that star, He came for us. Christ was symbolized as a star. He came for us, because in order to restore the grace which we receive, the image which we receive, the likeness which we receive from the beginning from our God. So that likeness is in us now today. So we have to enjoy it. Not as the world, because the world was shocked when Christ was born. Herod was shocked, and all who were with him, because Herod heard that a king is born today. So for the world, it's not happiness. For us, those who believe in him, even he gave us this opportunity to become the children of God, as we read it from the gospel according to St. John. He was the light, and the light came to the world. Those who believe in Him, they became the children of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the only begotten Son, and He make us the children of God. Why? Because the Word who came from His Father, the Word which is Himself Christ, our God, He gave us the opportunity to unite us with His Father and the Holy Spirit. So this joy should be in our heart forever until we join Him. This joy was given to us. The joy which the shepherds received when the angel came to them and told them, I give you the good tidings that a Savior is born in Bethlehem. Go and look and see yourself and preach to the world. The shepherd which they preached the gospel from that time, it is continuing now. That is the joy we receive from our Lord Jesus Christ. So we should be happy always, no matter what in our life we face, whether it is sickness or tribulation, anything it comes, because God loves us and He gave us that love through His Son. And if we keep that love and joy in our heart, inside, externally, what we face in the world, it never ever shake us up. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ, He faced the world and He told us, I give you the peace which the world will never give you. The peace, I give it to you. Yes, of course, you have tribulation. You have affliction. You have many, many things to come in your life. But do not worry, because our Lord Jesus Christ, not only He gave us joy, not only He gave us love, but He gave us victory, because through His suffering, He conquered death. He conquered suffering. And He gave us His resurrection. So that resurrection, that victory starts when? Today, when we celebrate the Nativity. The day we receive and we start to restore the one which we lost through our father Adam. God loved the world because He loves us first, and He gave us His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us share with this joy and love and peace, so that this will be a food for our journey whenever we face in the world. And we know that at the end of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is light, if we go and follow Him, that light, nothing will be in front of us. We will have conquered the world, and we will live with Him forever. Glory be to God, forever and ever. Amen.